Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 62. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And we're broadcasting live on our regular live Sunday. It is the 9th, I believe.
It's the 11th.
The 11th. The big hand is quarter past and the hand is over the day. I can't see with this watch.
It's the 11th.
It's the 11th.
The 9th was Friday when like games came out.
Yes, that's it. That's why I was thinking it was the 9th. Anyway, on with the show. We've got a large amount of videos, thanks to Kat. We've got a few bits and bobs to talk about, and
it's Comrade Catherine now.
Comrade Catherine. She's CNC. Main Gunger.
What? What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. I'm running on a bit of a woo from doing my IKEA blitz.
Right, let's do some letters.
Let's letters.
We had one from some new dude who's called K.
K. He's like one of the men in black.
K. Well, it's just K. Just like the letter K.
Yeah, like in Men in Black.
Men in Black sucks. Right, he basically says, my mate's been bugging me to listen to you for a bit now. I'm glad I finally did. Equal sign, capital D. I assume that's some kind of, like, smiling gesture.
Yeah, it's kind of wide eyes open cartoon smile. It kind of like...
It's bad grammar. You don't end a sentence with that.
Oh, shit. You're gonna have everybody handing in their English homework by the end of the week.
Okay, dude. So that's cool, man. You have to listen to us and like spread the word because we're getting hardcore. Right, and we had a bunch of stuff on the forums as well. Darth Ura says, "Yeah, I came in on Sonic, downloading now. Oh, GTA 4, sweet." And then he says, "A problem occurred when I tried to download episode 61. I can't download it. I have no idea why." Except that it said low memory, but I deleted about 50, 70 songs from iTunes to make room, and it still won't download. And then I said, iTunes sucks.
No, why?
And then One Man Army says, no, why? And then Duff Ura says, you use iTunes? And I have an iPod, I have to use iTunes. That brings up a really good point.
You don't have to use iTunes. Right, Darther, listen to this. My girlfriend can't live without the iPod. The iPod goes everywhere. She can't live without having rock music. And she's got more rock music than she can fit on an iPod. She really needs to get something bigger. Anyway, she does not use iTunes. She can't stand the program. She does downloaded a thing to allow her to do it through Winamp.
Winamp? A pile of crap.
Better than iTunes. Yeah, it's better than iTunes.
Only just. Right, and then the imposterism says, I liked the review on Final Fantasy III. I forgot I had it downloaded it a long time ago. I started playing it again, and the English text is pretty bad. But the game is actually fun. Good episode, and I hope to hear more stuff like this. I kind of think that intro music is weird, though. And then Catherine said to him, it's from a Mega Drive game. I think it suits it. Of course it does.
Because we're retro.
We played it so much, it's ingrained in your brain, and like if we change it, you'll like explode.
Yeah.
Right. So that's our feedback for this week.
I must say, just chucking one in there. I'm still playing Final Fantasy III. Absolutely amazing. Loving it.
Catherine asks on the chat room, "What's with the accent?" I basically do a funny accent when we have letters. So that way they know if like it's a letter person talking or if it's me talking.
Yeah.
Hello there. My name is Roger.
Sorry.
What do you want about?
I have been running on empty batteries all day. I think it's the cheese I just ate.
Right. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's like trailers and gameplay footage and stuff like that because GDC, the Game Developers Conference was whenever it was, like last week.
Yeah. Where do you want to start with this?
Well, let's start with Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
It has split screen.
Whoa
man, killer feature.
I think what they were saying with this one is the fact that it's still going to be split screen. They're not walking away from this aspect. Hyper Sniper, Jubbly Joe.
Yeah, this is all the Bungie's like weekly update. So basically, I'll just read the thing. As for multiplayer, a couple of games were announced or released this week with no split screen. My mailbox filled up with angry complaints about how Halo 3 lacked split screen multiplayer, and it was an affront to mankind, blah blah blah, and how he should have been shot in the face with various guns and stuff like that. And then he says, well, I make no apologies for Halo 3's lack of split screen multiplayer, primarily because it will, of course, have split screen multiplayer. So, I mean,
they were because from their point of view, they were so busy thinking, well, it's got to have it. Why wouldn't it not? They didn't bother mentioning, oh, it's got split screen. Because
I mean, it's just Halo. Hello, it's Halo. If they released a Halo game because it's so big multiplayer, even in the LAN like sphere, you know, if you've got some people over, have some LAN Halo action, some of them are going to be playing split screen.
Because you can still LAN with the Xbox 360, you can LAN up via Ethernet. If you want to, you can LAN up via the wireless antennas in the house. So if loads of your mates who live in a flat have all got Xbox 360s, you can have a LAN match and you don't even need cables or even join the net. But then if you wanted to, you could do it over live, join the net, and add other people to join in as you want.
Yeah, split screen, duh, it's got split screen. Right. Next, Shivering Isles, which is the Oblivion
expansion pack.
So they've released a trailer for this. It's on oblivionportal.com if you want to download it. It's good. It's definitely better than Knights of the Nine, simply because it's bigger and all that. They've also announced how much it's going to cost on Marketplace, and it's going to be 2,400 points, which is 20 quid.
So it
22 quid maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Because the PC version you go purchase this.
Well, I imagine the PC version is going to be 25 quid.
Yeah, and you'll purchase it as a CD to install. Which is not bad, at least you're not having to go out. The game needs to sync in because it's an add-on. I must admit, it's one of the features that I've always been lacking in a lot of games, was the fact that something like Elder Scrolls, the expansion packs are not like an add-on. It is part of the original game sunk in. It's not like the original game engine with some new levels and they don't work simultaneously. You need to change disc or stuff.
Now, change disc, screw that.
Those types of games where it's kind of like a new add-on further
Supreme on, Commander, dude. No CD check.
They've been good on
FTW.
Consoles. But the ones on PC...
FTW.
The ones on the PC have been brilliant because you're installing it. All you got to do is get the new disc and install it. Great thing about Marketplace is now you can just download, and it's not like you've got to have it installed because it's an Xbox 360, you don't install software. But
unless it's Final Fantasy.
Yeah, let's not get into that. Final Fantasy 11, it basically stopped me from playing my Xbox 360 for a day because I was downloading the whole entire thing onto my hard drive.
Well, the thing is, in PlayStation land, that's what they just have to put up with. That's like normal.
Weird. But yeah, it's nice it's on Marketplace
now. Okay, so now we're going to do a quick rush through of videos that have been released. We'll have like links for all this up on the show notes page. We've got 5 new Spore videos that have been released.
Yep, very nice.
Which show all the different 5 stages of the game, the Cell game, the Dude game, the other game. The
same as what we've seen before, but it looks like you can see the development's got a little bit further. It's nothing that we've seen before.
Yeah, they've cut out all the cool stuff, like giant octopuses and crazed Nords with giant axes.
And Care Bears.
Well, you can still make a Care Bear if you want, can you?
Yeah.
Care Bear Man?
Care Bear.
Oh my god, you could make Postman Pat! Right, anyway. So yeah, 5 new Spore videos. There's been a Phantom Hourglass trailer.
A Phantom Hourglass, New Legend of Zelda on the DS. Looks very good. Really showing the difference between the dual screening, being able to use the system of being able to control Link while still seeing that map, classic Zelda map, shoved up at the top. But then you could swap over and use the stylus to draw on little notations of where chests were, where a trap was, where you should have gone. If you're going through a maze and you had to find a set route, you can draw on the route as you do it, like leaving breadcrumbs, so you can always follow that later. And
then
those annotations will stay on the map when it goes up to the top screen. So it really does give an emphasis. And they're pushing really hard on this drawing on the map, because a lot of the cartoon drawings for this game has shown Link running along with a pencil and a map drawing on it as he's running along, so does look quite good. Still Wind Waker base, so it's all the islands with the water, and he goes around in this kind of weird tugboat sort of thing with the paddle boat. It's a big paddle boat, tug paddle boat, and he's got a cannon on the front, so there's no more of the king sailing around, because obviously if you played Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, it's moved on from there. But no, very good video.
Okay, there's also been a Super Mario Galaxy trailer.
Going to watch that now, because I haven't seen
that. I'll put it on if you want.
Yeah, just we'll talk through it. There we go. So, Mario Galaxy, awaited next Mario game.
Confirmed Mario. For this year.
Yep. Looking very good on the graphics. Well, based on lots of planets you can jump from.
Well, hang on, it doesn't look good on the graphics. I'll just point out one thing. The background's just a skybox.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of good tricks for the Wii. That's what we always said, the Wii was going to be a lot of visual tricks to make it look better than it was. Unlike the 360, where it's all really is that good.
Yeah, it's stuttering quite a bit.
Yeah, it's
still... Because our upstream has been hammered because we're broadcasting live.
But no, the game does look interesting, using up the sense of planetoid. They're like large planetoids and you're jumping from one to the other. Very disorientating.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's enough to make people throw.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a few people who are going to get motion sickness from this. No, I'm liking the look of it. It's going to be a good Mario game. People are always going to say, wow, 64 was much better for the 3D version.
No way. This looks way better than Mario 64.
Oh, for the gameplay.
Mario 64.
But Mario Sunshine. That was okay. It was...
The water, dude, man. Water.
Yeah, being able to shoot everything with water. I think this is...
Have a flamethrower instead, that's much more violent.
The good thing about this, the reason why I'm glad that this did not come out as a release title is Legend of Zelda was absolutely amazing as Wii as a release title, because it was being developed ages before the Wii, because it was going to be a GameCube title.
But it is a GameCube title.
Well, yeah, it's just been ported across to the Wii with alterations. And that's the reason why it got away with it. You put a game like Mario, it will not be good enough for a release. We've never seen releases of Mario games on any of the titles because they want to be good. Now you can see from the looks of this video that they are making sure that this is a good game for when it comes out. And also the fact that something I'm going to talk about later with the Legend of Zelda with the new 2007, what was it, the conference with all the developers?
GDC.
Yeah, the GDC. There was an interview with a guy from Legend of Zelda. Actually, I'll talk about it now. He was going on about what's new for Legend of Zelda, and they've been saying that because of the fact that it was basically a converted port from the GameCube, allowed it to get out on release day, made it still a good game. There was a few questions of whether or not they were trying to make a remake of Ocarina of Time. They said they wanted something that was similar to Ocarina of Time that they could advance from. They still wanted it to be different, but continuous like connection, because people still say it's their favourite, so they always want to make you awe back to that moments that you had in Ocarina. Future for Legend of Zelda is that they're going to be using a lot more of the Wii's connectivity. They said a lot of stuff they want to be able to do with Legend of Zelda, and they never had the time to be able to bring across. In development now, they'll be developing the new Legend of Zelda on the Wii, which will use all of the functionality of the Wii pointer. The connectivity, I imagine there's going to be something allowing you to send items backwards and forwards to other Wiis, everything like that, everything that the Wii is capable of, they're going to try and put a lot of this stuff into the next Legend of Zelda, so it's going to be a lot more different. And that's why I'm excited about this new Mario, is the fact that you know you're going to get the same thing because they've held back on it for so long because they want to polish this game to the edge. So, no, it's looking good. The trailer looks good. Have a look at it on our notes.
Okay, Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
That's that really interesting looking game.
It really has got a nice shader on it for the 3D platform. It looks classic Mario style, running along, bouncing over things as you're jumping from a classic platform.
Well, it sort of reminded me of a cross between, like, you know, your regular Mario platformer, Lemmings, and what's it called? Little Dudes on the GameCube.
Brain freeze. Little Dudes on the GameCube?
Pikmin.
Pikmin, yes. Yeah. Yes, it does have a very Pikmin feel.
But it probably doesn't. It's not nothing, anything like that.
No, but
that's the impression you get the first time you see the video.
The engine for it seems really unique, with the fact that you're knocking blocks off and you're trying to jump across them, but you're trying to move them as well. Giant footballs, and you're nudging them across, and you're jumping around it. Very weird wooden sort of playground that you're in. And you've got all these characters, and I don't know if all of those characters are controlled by one person or that was multiplayer, everyone was jumping across.
Perhaps Catherine can elaborate on that.
But there was a giant football and you were trying to jump across onto it, and this guy couldn't do it, so the other guy stood on the football to keep it still while the other guy jumped up off an orange. And it was very unique video. There's like a weird drawn castle in the background, and we're watching it now, one guy's got this weird cape on, and I don't know if they're animals or what, and it's like they're on a cutout stage. It's like knights and everything. They do look like they're on a, like the background is cut out. Some of it looks 3D, some of it looks cut out, and sound is quite funny. And it's like a puzzly style platform. Oh, here's a bit of the football, and he's trying to jump over the football. Oh, he's on the orange. But everything seems to be like you're stacking everything up to try and get past everything. And here's a bit where the guys are pushing these, well, it's like lemons that you have to squash, and if you shove all of the rocks together they all link up. They look like they're in the castle now. It does look like a very good puzzle style platform game. Very unique and cute and very Japanesey. I like it. What console is this out for?
PlayStation 3.
I talked about good stuff on the PlayStation 3. Why didn't you warn me?
Catherine says it's an online multiplayer platform game.
So maybe there is a good game on. That's the first good game I've actually seen on the PlayStation 3.
I mean, it's good, but it's not the sort of game I'd buy. It's the sort of game Catherine would buy and I'd play it.
Yeah. But it does look quite good. I presume that's a PlayStation 3 only title, so. Catherine says it's from the guys who left Lionhead. So that's a good thing. You get a good group of people from a team and then they all bugger.
Come on, Lionhead aren't exactly known for their quality titles.
No, they're just good ideas and they never finish anything. Right, let's move along swiftly. Next bit is, I can't see the title.
Blue Dragon.
Yeah, Blue Dragon screenshots. If you jump to the screenshots so I can look at them, because I only got a glance. Ooh. Ooh, advertisement already sat on top.
Yeah, there's a dragon and it's blue.
Yeah, very.
It looks the same as the other version, only it's in English.
Yeah. I've never seen the other ones. But no, it does look good, Blue Dragon.
I think it looks kind of crap.
My style of thing, because it's very Dragon Quest and Dragon Ball Z. I think this is going to be a big opening movement for this style of game on the 360. If this is a success, there's going to be a lot of titles that are going to be like, hang on, we're pushing all of our stuff onto PlayStation 2 and now on the PlayStation 3. Blue Dragon was an absolute killer on the 360. why don't we move on to the 360?
The 360 has one advantage. Well, it has one key advantage from like a marketing money point of view. It's got 8 times the installed user base. Pwned.
One thing, I don't know if I mentioned it last time, in America they've been having problems with the Wii. They're having to really push advertisement to sell the Wii in America, because no one goes into the shops anymore to buy them because they're sold out everywhere. And as soon as they say, we've got Wiis, boom, they're all gone. But every single store that's doing this, they've got piles and piles of PlayStation 3s out the back they can't sell. They can't give the damn things away. I think that is amazing that they're selling out of the Wii still after the relaunch date, and yet they can't, you know, they're still, they've always got stock of PlayStation 3s.
The sooner PlayStation goes under, the better. Because then we can have one platform, and then all the games will be released for that one platform.
And at least now, we, like we said before, when the Wii came out, we've got two platforms here. Now you've got 360 and PlayStation 3. Now both of them are trying to do the same thing. 360 is doing it better, proven better, than the PlayStation 3. The Wii, by Nintendo, is doing something completely different. It's not saying, we're not trying to compete, we're not trying to copy, we're not trying to do the same thing. We got our agenda, we got our goals, they're nothing like what the 360 has got. Which creates a good balance. But this whole big battle fight to be the bestest, fastest, more pwnable console with the best graphics.
Pwnable.
You know, it's just stupid. And
Pwnification.
So, yeah, I would agree with you. Once they go under, it's just going to make life much easier. It's just whether or not anyone will try and take the void.
Right, so that's Blue Dragon dealt with. Fable 2.
Ooh.
So there's been some Fable 2 stuff released.
Yeah.
We've got links for the videos on the show notes page.
As well, they released that there's going to be a dog. There was a mention about something about a dog previously in the last Fable.
Yeah, basically Molyneux's gone on about games should like have love and you should feel love and blah, blah, blah. So they've given you a pet dog.
That you can look after and upgrade and do lots of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, upgrade with your dog. You can give him robot legs.
Be cool though, because if you're evil, you've got this dog, and it'd be like this demonic dog with horns, and
you can chase it after. You can get married and have a family and all that stuff now.
Yeah, which is a really good integration.
So I don't know. I guess you try that out on the dog and see how twisted that gets. Then you get to have kids and see how twisted they get.
Yeah, because I got married in Fable, but no, I didn't gain anything from it. I was like, I had a house, I got married. I was kind of like,
yeah, now what?
Yeah, what's great about this? I spent most of the time getting drunk and seeing if I could actually make it through the village without bouncing into anybody and then vomit in the middle.
Ooh. Catherine says it's got its own economy now as well, so you can buy the whole city and stuff.
Really?
Awesome. Oh.
Now, see, that sort of thing, because you're too busy doing the other things and you've got lots of stuff to do, you can really just say, right, I've got to a comfortable place, I'm not going to complete any more of the quests, I'll just do the mini quests that are around, and then I'm just going to just keep doing stuff and doing all the other things to get the city and, you know, going all the way to the end's one thing, but to be able to just keep playing and playing and playing and playing, it adds much more depth. I do like the whole economy system.
Amen, bro. And the same-sex couples apparently as well. So that's good for
gay people. So
that's good if you want your character to be gay.
But the thing was, you only could play as a boy, so I presume you can actually be female in this one. I don't know, or it means that if you play as a guy again, and then you can either get with a girl or a guy.
Okay, Catherine says I've got to watch the video, which isn't the dog one, and explains about the economy and stuff.
Okie doke. So they're all on there.
Okay, I'll watch that a bit later.
Yep. Yeah. Photos.
Forza Motorsport 1.
I'm having a bit of a water.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff about this released, videos of it. Looks fantastic, coming out in May. Gran Turismo clone, only it rocks and doesn't suck.
Oh, Catherine just says you can play as male or female on the new Fable 2, so that's cool.
Okay, CryEngine 2 stuff. There's been a lot of demonstrations, obviously, at the GDC of them trying to flog this engine to developers.
Mm.
And, wow, man, it looks fantastic. For those listening live, we will show some videos of this after the show. So just keep streaming and the videos will show up. but looks Daleks 10 man. Windows Vista for the win.
Mm.
It looks so much better than the early stuff as well. Especially the editor and all that. Editing it is so easy.
Yeah,
makes me want
to
become a level designer again. Right. Next up, we've got some stuff about Legend of Zelda on the Wii.
That's what I mentioned earlier about.
Okay, so can I delete that?
Yeah, I mentioned
that. I'll
move
that up here.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about from the developers, that they're going, there's got to be more. There's got to be more.
Right, Console Wars.
Let's get the updates.
We always like these updates.
Drum roll.
There they are. PlayStation 3 is in last position.
As usual.
With 1,577,350 units sold. The Wii is in second position with a strong advantage over PlayStation 3 at 4,967,850 units sold.
It's nearly on the 5 million now.
Yep. Well, it might well be 5 million.
What's the percentages represent?
The percentages of people who, which console would you buy?
Right.
And Xbox 360 is, of course, way out in front with an unbeatable lead at 10,717,624 units sold.
Xbox 360.
So, yeah, PlayStation 3 isn't going to touch that for years.
I still want my 360 back.
Well, buy it then.
I'm tempted to go buy... because I need to get the wireless adapter for my PC so I can use a wireless 360 controller. But I was thinking, because I got that, if I just go buy a cheap AV cable, I might go get the Xbox 360 out of the loft and try it again, see if it works.
Might do, put it in the fridge, see if that would kick it off.
Someone was saying that some of the 360s, the early ones, were having problems with the solder, and they were saying that the way to fix the Xbox 360 crashing, which might be what was wrong with mine, was they're saying it's not overheating, it's just a fault, that if you wrap it in a towel and let it run for 24 hours, it will heat up so much the solder will melt and reconnect it at certain points. I have no idea how true that is.
No, you'd have to get it. I mean, what the melting point of solder must be well over
180
degrees, so I don't know. But no way. If you did that, the thing would burst into flames.
But yeah, I'm tempted to get it down and try it again, or at least see if I can use it for using Media Center. Media Center on the 360 is all connectivity with Vista now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It all works fine. Is there a download needable for it? As in, if I didn't have the internet, but I had a wireless network, I could use a 360 and have Media
Center. Vista's got everything you need to do it.
Right.
What will happen? You turn the Xbox on, Vista will say, "Hey man, you've got an Xbox. Do you want me to set it up?" And then it was, you just go through the thing.
Oh, really? That rocks. I might go find my 360 and actually give it a go.
Yeah, that's cool. What else is there? Issue 9 for City of
Heroes.
Villains.
Yeah,
have you seen they've released a jawbox now with heroes and villains in, yeah.
Yeah, I got hold of that one. Very good, wise thing to do, because it means that because of the updates with having City and villains, now you don't have to install all the issues, because you'll only get up to, if you were UK copy, you only get up to issue 3, which means you've got to sit there and download it. It does take a while, and sometimes I spend all day getting them all downloaded to get it up to date.
Mm-hmm.
With this new issue, I would only have to download one issue, and then obviously with issue 9 there'd be two issues.
So an issue is another word for a patch.
Yeah, the patch, but they wanted to call them issues because this is all based off comic book superheroes, so they call them an issue, like an issue of a comic book.
What? Yes, they call it issues, so nobody has any idea what they're talking about.
this one, basically, they've got onto the bandwagon that a lot of others have gone on to from Massive Multiplayer Online, but this one has stayed away for quite some time until they got it right, because there was no reason to have it for superheroes. And that is an economy of being able to build items and sell them. Before, this has never been done, because there's no reason to. There's no economy in City Heroes. It's just go out, have fun, play with your mates, and kill bad guys. But because of the connectivity between it...
I want to play WoW.
Getting closer to WoW with the whole Horde and Alliance. Now you've got heroes and villains, and the fact you can actually go to certain parts of the city where both people can sit on the same place and you can fight. Now you're going to be able to create new items, like a couple of episodes ago when we released issue 8, I talked about the new wings and everything like that you can get. Now they've got these robotic wings. Now you can't have them automatically, you're going to have to get someone to build them, or build them yourself. So there's going to be new powers, temporary powers, capes, wings, coats, other items, things that stick on your head. You know, it's all going to be buildable, and then you can sell them on... it looks like there's two places you would go to, so there's not going to be a very big access to be able to get hold of stuff, because it's not going to be a big thing. It's just an added on. So you're going to be able to go to a certain place in the city, and go into the store and sell your wares and go pick up other wares. So they're bringing it in slowly, but you know, they were on the extreme level of being as far away as possible as you could get away from stuff like Star Wars Galaxies and Eve, where it was really economy based. WoW is sat more in the middle, where it's more in the crates of, it is basically a comedy base, but it's only because really uber stuff costs shitloads of gold like mounts. But yeah, I do want to play WoW as well. I just don't have the time. I'm gonna have, once I've got the internet hooked up, I'm gonna get my
get your net connection hooked up.
Yeah, I gotta rip up the carpet and feed a RJ11 cable underneath the carpet to the other room to hook the router up, because the cable it came with wasn't long enough, so I went and bought a new one.
Don't put it down under like carpet strips, because compression really affects RJ11 cables.
Does it?
Yeah,
I've got a real thick one, a Belkin one.
Try, but if it goes funny, that's probably why.
Right.
Okay, shall we talk a bit about the CryEngine?
Yeah, go for it.
We're only at 30 minutes, so I'll put the videos on and the live people can watch them later on. So I'll let Adam like drool. So this is what's powering Crysis.
That is nice shadows. Sunlight.
Yeah, so the sun can move and the whole world updates. Soft shadows, so you don't have like really nasty hard edge shadows. Real-time ambient maps of Doom 3 stuff. You know, real-time lighting and shadowing calculations.
Shooting stuff and trees being blown. Throw the grenade. Wow.
So yeah, the original Far Cry had, you could be for about a kilometre, but this one they've extended it to 16 kilometres now. So it's got big view distance, like Oblivion. And that's a flat texture there as well. The ocean is 3D, so you have waves coming in and out. You have some dude talking about stuff. Dude moving around. This is what Adam will like.
Full animation. Skeletal animation.
It's yeah, nice totally suit. Seamless.
That's a nice suit design. Nice construction for the animation. It's got a real nice... The walk is affected by the angle of the land, which really creates a nice effect. Nice depth of field.
I'm not too big of a fan of that. Destroyable stuff, so I'm just using the physics engine. Because with DirectX 10 you can do the physics on the GPU. That just reminds me of the Predator scene.
Mm.
Do with a knee and just hose this jungle out.
and just flatten the jungle down. Oh, a guy gets squashed on a road bridge with loads of barrels.
That's the editor. Genius.
So you can shove in more trees and make your own world. Or is that for the editors, for the people using it as an engine? Explosions like a nuke. Oh my god, they put a proper nuke in.
Hardcore.
That is cool. So is that
that's available to license now.
So
if you are making a game and you've got loads of money,
you can buy the license and
Yeah, so we'll actually, like I said before, we'll show these videos on after the show for all the live people. So this is the editor as well. Clouds are all 3D and everything.
You know that game I keep going on about that I want to create? This would be the perfect engine for it. Luscious sunsets. See, that's the great thing, is you're playing the game, the time goes long, but the great thing about it is that you could, someone who's creating this game could make either, you could have it so that the time you're playing the game, the lighting is always matching the time of the game being played.
Like in WoW.
Yeah. You could also have it to the fact that, you know, when you're playing a game, like, let's pick one out of the sky, Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon, the game storyline goes through the day. So the day gets lighter and then goes darker and then comes lighter again, because it's just through 2 days.
Yeah.
Now, you could make a game where the people are going through, and every time you play, it's different, because if you spent too long playing one level, normally in a game, you'd be playing that through the day, then you get to nighttime. Well, this one, you're spending too long. The sunset, you'll see the sunset go down, and it'll hold full real time, which means that when you get to that bit you really needed the daytime in, if you took too long, it would be nighttime, and you're like, shit.
You have to camp out.
Yeah, so...
leave the game running for like 12 hours.
You go to a point where you're in the level, and you should be really wanting the cover of night, and you're taking too long. All of a sudden, the sunset comes up, and all the bad guys can start seeing you, and you screw up the level because of the way you play it. So
that'd be interesting, but it'd drive people up the wall.
It would, but it would add us. If people are wanting realism, it would add a new sense of realism to it.
Metropolis Street Racer on the Dreamcast, the forerunner to PGR. What that did, that actually used the system time on the Dreamcast to calculate where the sun would be.
Mm.
But not only that, if you were racing in like Hong Kong, I think one of the tracks was in, it'd actually be the time in Hong Kong. So if you're racing it like, you know, during the day, it'll be nighttime in Hong Kong.
Mm.
They left that feature out of PGR because it just drove people nuts. I want to race in the freaking daytime in Hong Kong. I don't have to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning to do it.
Because you'll never see it because of the time delays and stuff. Yeah. But,
Right, so that's basically it.
What have we got in the chat rooms? We've got,
something about mercenaries.
No, I've never played the original mercenaries.
But we've also got one other last announcement to make.
You're kidding me. Geometry Wars. Where did you get this? Is this a download?
Yeah.
Oh, my favourite game in the world! And you've got the... you've had that hidden underneath. You've got... you got the wireless... Oh, Geometry Wars. What a windows. What have you got? Have you got the...
yeah, it's behind the monitor, mate. I've hidden it all out there, so you wouldn't know.
Paul's been hiding it from. What's it like?
It works, man. You should see what Flight Simulator is like.
Yeah.
It just turns down a bit.
So yeah,
Geometry Wars has been released on the MSN Zone. So you can download it there. It's only for Windows Vista. And you don't have to use the 360 controller. It works with the keyboard. And you can use the mouse with it as well. But it's easier with the controller.
I would buy the controller just for this game. I love this game.
And it's like, it's $7.99, I think, or something like that.
What is it?
Geometry Wars to buy.
Oh, right, so it's not a free download.
No, this is the trial version.
When is it going to be out?
It's out now.
Oh, the normal version.
What do you mean, normal version?
Is this a trial version? Or?
This is, yeah, they're all out now.
Brilliant. Oh.
So you just need to buy the key and unlock this one. But yeah, this isn't tied into the Live Anywhere service yet, which sucks. Mainly because the Live Anywhere service hasn't launched yet. But when it does, you should be able to play Geometry Wars if you've already bought it on the 360 using your Live account on the PC. So yeah, and it's identical to the 360 version.
Mm. For a minute there, I thought, oh my god, it's... Because I haven't been able to get any of the latest downloads from Vista because I've been off net for a while. But I was thinking, oh my god, it's a new game for Windows Vista that's just it downloads as the update. Which would have been really nice, but obviously it's made by another company, so you're going to have to pay for it.
It's made by Bizarre Creations up in Liverpool, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going a bit slow because they've got quite a few things, isn't it? But you can run it in full screen as well.
That is amazing. It looks so lush.
It could look better. Because they're only upscaling the graphics from like 720p. So that's kind of disappointing. If you notice, it's not like high resolution or anything. So it's literally a direct port of the 360 version.
Well, because 360 is high definition, it's being played on this monitor.
I'm getting pwned.
Oh, Paul is kicking ass. He's up, already up to 115,000. Ah, that's cool. So, a quick mini review. What would you how would you find the new USB wireless?
Well, it works.
It's literally plug in and play.
You need to install the drivers beforehand.
Where
because you've got all this sort of stuff on the screen, so you've got all the software for that. See, it says the battery is full.
And that's just from pressing the
guide button.
Yeah. Because obviously the guide button won't do everything else because you're on Vista.
Yeah, not until they have the Live Anywhere service, and then it'll do like it'll bring up like your Xbox menu and all that sort of stuff.
Right, so the Xbox 360 guide will end up being part of Vista.
Yeah,
you download.
Yeah, well, basically, when you have a Live Anywhere game, they demoed this with Uno. You just start the game up, press a guide button, you get the
normal,
like the thing you get on the Xbox when you press the guide button, or your friends contact blah blah blah.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, it also works with Flight Simulator as well. Works fantastically with Flight Simulator because you can look around with that.
With the right thumbstick.
Because you could only use the hat switch before. Mm. So you couldn't look like up or down, only like around.
Yeah.
So it's really good for that. But I'll show you the unit. It's tucked behind here.
Hidden away from my view.
Well, I wanted to surprise you, man. There you go, it's just a white thing with a grey bottom with a button on it.
For the syncing. That's nice.
And these things these things work with all the Xbox 360 wireless accessories. So steering wheels, headsets, controllers, and so on.
That's cool. Just realised I'm still connected to your network.
Yeah, get off my network, man.
I think it connected automatically earlier on.
And of course you can also use this to play all the built-in Windows Vista games as well. So you can play Spider Solitaire with the 360 controller.
What's that retailing at?
$14.99.
Not bad for a USB hub.
It's not a USB hub, it's a...
Sorry, dongle.
What?
It is.
A dog? What are you on about?
It's a wireless dongle for the 360 controller. How much do the 360 wireless controllers retail at? They're still at the...
$32.99 as far as I know.
Yeah. It's like a payday, that might be it. I'm still thinking I'm going to get that new Vista keyboard, the one that I wanted. Last Friday, Game have released their own version of the Xbox 360 playing charge kit, sort of.
Yeah, their own brand, cheaper versions. I haven't checked what the battery capacity is. It's probably less than what the official ones are.
There is going to be an official one for the Wii, though.
So yeah, that's the wireless gaming adapter. If you're using Windows Vista now, the current boxes only have XP drivers, so you need to go to Microsoft.com/hardware and download the drivers from there, and then install them, then plug it in, then press your sync buttons, and Bob's your uncle.
That's cool.
But yeah, on the MSN Zone, they've actually released... I'll bring up the list. Zune. They've done like a whole release of Windows Vista exclusive games. So there you go. If somebody asks, why should I upgrade to Vista? You should upgrade to Vista so you can play Geometry Wars.
What else is...
So you've got Bliss Island, Crystal Quest, which is on the 360 as well, Darwinia, Geometry Wars, Dual Quest 2, Luxor, and Spin Word. Spin Word is pretty cool. It's sort of like Tetris, only you have to make words. And you spin the blocks around and they've got letters on different sides.
Right.
So those are all like Windows Vista enhanced or exclusive games.
That's cool.
So download Geometry Wars because it gives you 4 minutes to play it. So for you, I mean, you'll be dead in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
For me, I time out. So Geometry Wars.
No, that's look good, man. It does look good. Well, that's all I think I've got to say for this week.
Yeah, I think that basically covers it. We're at 15 minutes now, so that's cool.
SSX Blur is out next week. I doubt I'm going to buy it because money's pretty tight, so I'm going to have a look at that, see whether or not it's worth it. If I do get it, then a review will be following. So I think I may have to purchase a 360 wireless gaming controller.
I'll show you what Flight Simulator is like in a minute.
Yeah.
I just need to do it in full screen because it's how it's set up at the moment.
But yeah. Good show.
Yeah, well, for those watching live, we'll have the Crysis/CryEngine videos up broadcasting shortly after we finish. And for those who want to leave feedback, you can do that at gamercast.net or by emailing feedback@gamercast.net
mm-hmm.
or by hanging out on the forums at portalforums.net. That's linked to on the website as well.
Alright, should we show the videos?
Yep, we'll sign off for this week and see everyone
next week. And all the live listeners will continue to listen. We'll show the videos.
Well, hey.
Catch you guys later.